Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John McKay, how you doing?
Well, earlier this week, at least I can see you in the studio.
I can see you across the mic. I mean, you know what happened is this week when I was driving around in the smoke, I realized how much I like living amongst all of our hills. Like, I literally could not see Badger. I could not see Rattlesnake. You couldn't see the mountains. I'm like, this is really boring. I don't think I'd do well in a flat environment. So, yes, nice to have a little relief. That was some serious smoke from some of those fires north of us blowing down through here. So, hopefully, they can get most of that handled and have a clear week next week for Fair Week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we always like to have in the studio with us our resident in-house lending specialist, Mike with Home Street. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Fire and Police for everything that they did last weekend in that Canyon Ooh. Lakes Inspiration Estate stuff, because that was really bad, and I know that they worked their tails off to save as many houses and people from a big disaster.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was literally right after the radio show last weekend is when that had happened. And I had written that down as kind of our local news story, to have, you know, five houses be completely burned down, a couple historic homes. But there were also some stories of some definite heroes that came out of that. Our firefighters, I know there was a lot of neighbors that helped hose down and protect some of the houses and saved a couple of them. Also, there were neighbors, you know, checking on their elderly neighbors, knocking on doors that didn't know about the evacuation. So numerous stories we heard throughout the real estate community. But yeah, our hearts definitely go out to the people that lost homes in those places. Being that's what we do, and in that industry, we know how important that is to people. And but yeah, I couldn't agree with Mike more. Thank you to our first responders. That was could have been a lot worse without those guys. For sure.
Yeah, the tri steps up when we need to, don't we?
Yep. Well, we always like to temper our local story with a crazy national celebrity story. And off of Realtor.com, this, I would almost label this as a hybrid local story / celebrity home story. It was reported by Realtor.com earlier that retired NFL quarterback Drew Bledsoe, who actually runs the winery just east of us here and in Walla Walla, and so has the winery down in Walla Walla, but he also had at one time a beautiful huge home built in Bend, Oregon, a vacation style home. Now, that home actually was originally listed back in 2013 for $9.95 million. It's 15,000 square feet on
wow.
10 acres. And there is, if you type into Google and if you type in Drew Bledsoe Bend property, you will be able to see one of the first results that comes up on YouTube is the walkthrough video from the agent that currently has it listed. Now, don't be concerned though, Mike, it's not $9.95 million. Since 2013, the price has actually been slashed and it's only $6.95
million. $3 million off.
Okay. Yes. So it was interesting because Realtor.com took kind of a different take on the article that they wrote about the house, and they talked about time on the market. And one of the things that they said why 1,200 days on the market is definitely a long time. Luxury homes do tend to spend more time on the market. Now, if you look nationally, 20% of listings priced over $5 million like this one end up being on the market more than a year. Now, the issue in a community like Bend is even, it is even worse, because if you look at that, 79% of the properties over $5 million have been on the market more than 12 months. And so when you're, you know, if you're not in New York or one of the, or Chicago or Florida or Miami in one of the big metro markets, and you have a house like this, it's definitely can take a long time to sell. The article even quotes that at this point, he's just trying to recoup construction costs back out of it. And they don't even think you could come close to replicating the house for $6.95 million. And I tell you what, the virtual tour is awesome. There is a secret wine cellar in this house. It's not a secret anymore because it's on freaking YouTube and everybody can see it, you know. But there is, it looks like there is a wine, like armoire on the wall. You push a button and it slides to the side, and there's this little stone walkway that leads you to a wine cellar basement that, yeah, I had to watch the video two or three times, and then my wife told me to turn it off because she said that's not happening.
Well, the secret cellar for a guy 6'6" who was the quarterback, it's got to be big enough for the average person too. And hey, if he doesn't get hurt, we might not have heard of Tom Brady for a while.
Absolutely. So there you go. That is our relatively local neighbor, former NFL quarterback Drew Bledsoe's home, available and listed for sale in Bend, Oregon. And it is worth watching the virtual tour. Absolutely gorgeous property. Now, kind of going along those lines, one of the things Mike and I always like to do is we always like to take what's happening in the local market and then relate that to our radio show topic. And one of the things that we did see is we did see a little bit kind of an unfortunate news story earlier in the week. There was a news story ran on Keeper about a Richland home buyer, first time home buyer that had purchased a home. And in the news story was wanting to warn people about inspections because they had had the sewer connection from the house to the street collapse. And as a first-time home buyer, this can be thousands and thousands of dollars of damages. And so he was just kind of warning people about inspections and what you should be prepared with in that case. And so it really made me kind of do a little bit of more research from there and came across just another great article done on Realtor.com about, you know, and the topic was, what are five things that first-time home buyers need to know? And so this news story really kind of keyed me into that just as a reminder for buyers that are out there. In this particular news story with this Richland resident, the take on it was that it sounded like from the news article that there was a pre-inspection done on the property. But at the time, they were relying on the results of that inspection and didn't go forth with some of the extras. And one of the extras that was on there that would have shown this happening was a sewer scope. One of the things you can do is they run the camera through the sewer lines. Now, if you're buying a 6-year-old home that was new construction and it has the modern sewer pipes from the house to the street, that might not be something you think about doing. But if you're in an older Richland home and say North Richland with all the trees and some of the older clay pipes where there's a tendency for those roots to come down through the pipes, that might be something as a buyer that they would look at saying, gosh, I might do it, because there's an extra cost involved. And that's one of the things that the article said. And that's being prepared for the out-of-pocket costs when you're a first-time home buyer and you're going to buy. It's a tough thing, right? You've just saved up all of this money for your down payment. You've started to save for appliances maybe that you're going to put into your house, and maybe to purchase that refrigerator, or that washer and dryer. You're doing the home inspection with the home inspector, and your realtor and the home inspector lets you know that this home inspection is going to be, let's just use an average, $550 for a home inspection. And at the time, you get kind of a menu of services that comes with the home inspector. And the home inspector will say the basic home inspection is $550. And then I pulled some numbers before I came to the show. If you want to do a sewer scope at the time of the inspection, most inspectors, it generally will be another $175. Mm. If you're just doing the sewer scope by itself, they have kind of a package deal without the home inspection. Maybe a pre-inspection was done on the house, but you want to add a sewer scope. You're looking at $325 if it's just the sewer scope by itself. So when you're in that inspection period and you have a chance to negotiate repairs, that's going to be the only time that you have recourse in this situation. For instance, in the situation we were talking about, maybe there's never been a problem with the sewer pipes. Maybe the previous owner never had anything back up or there wasn't an issue. We don't pick when things are going to fail. I mean, we have an idea of when things might fail, but one of the downfalls of home ownership is you just don't know. I mean, I live in a house that's, you know, less than 10 years old, and 2 years ago I had my water heater fail. And so you wouldn't think that would happen in a house that was, you know, 8 years old. But those things can happen. And this was one of those unfortunate situations where, you know, it sounded like weeks after closing, the sewer pipe had finally collapsed and failed. So you have to make a decision when you're in that situation. If you have enough money saved for some of those extras, you can afford to have an upgraded inspection. Another one we run across all the time where people fail to get the additional inspections because of the cost are pool inspections. Mm. And that's doing like pressure tests on pool lines if the pool is not open, and checking the filters and the pumps. We find a lot of times it's an expensive inspection. A pool inspection can run upwards of $500, but a new pool pump could be $2,000-$4,000 depending upon the system and the heater, etc. So one of the first things in that article was just being aware of what's on that inspection report and knowing what you're in for. It doesn't necessarily in a hot market mean that you're going to get those items repaired or be able to negotiate much off the purchase price. You might be able to. Doesn't necessarily guarantee that, but at least it'll allow you to make an informed decision moving forward. Now, the next thing on my list that I had here from this article that was just awesome, and Mike is going to be able to talk about this, and that is, it said, choose a lender you like because you're going to spend a lot of time talking to them. And you have to have a trust factor. I'd never really seen it put that way, but it makes a lot of sense. They are going to be requesting items. And if it's somebody that you like and have rapport with, it's going to make that situation go a lot better. So, Mike, I'm going to turn it over to you and say, and I know this happens, and I thought about you when I was doing the research for the show, is you end up becoming friends with a lot of your clients that you had helped get. Yeah, I mean, you and I all talk, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. I helped him get a loan, and he's super nice. And so how much does it make the transaction go smoother if people are choosing a lender they like?
Oh my gosh, I've never heard it put that way, but absolutely that's the way to go, because you've got to trust. I mean, you're not going to trust them if you don't like them, right? And you've got to trust your lender is giving you advice for the benefit of the homeowner. And so that's huge. I mean, what I think is, I don't want somebody to buy a house and not understand what options they actually have. I hate when somebody just says, oh, I want just this one particular estimate. I'm like, well, what about this? I mean, especially first-time home buyers, they have not seen this paperwork before. I had a gal recently wanted to buy a house, and I'm like, well, you've got a really good credit score, so I want to show it to you as a 3% down conventional and a 5% down conventional, and then those same options with down payment assistance as well. And just so you understand all of the things, when you were telling me about the topic of the show, that's the first thing I thought of, is understanding the options, having the ability to have a lender that goes through all of those options so you can choose the best one for you. Maybe you've got a parent that will be a non-occupant co-borrower. Maybe they're willing to sign on there. I mean, gosh, the options are just endless. So finding somebody you like, sure, Home Street's likable. obviously, doing as many loans as we do, we should be liked.
I agree for sure, and I can definitely say that's the feeling with the Kenmore team as we work together on those. We're coming up on our first break, but Mike, people that might have just heard from you in that segment, what's a good number for them to get a hold of you if they have questions about mortgages and need to get pre-approved?
572-3651.
And as always, you can go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a quick contact message, and we can also always glad to get you over to Mike at Home Street. We'll be right back after this first break.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about some local stories and some national stories, and then relating that to what we're seeing out in the market. Before we jump into a few more things that first-time home buyers need to know, I've got some of that inventory. We've been talking about our inventory growing a little bit. We're finally up in the 700s. Lance is desperately wanting to get over 1,000. So that we have a little bit more balanced market with more choices. But we are putting more buyers into homes now than we were able to the previous 3 months because there's more choices. Number one, 483 Amy Drive in Richland. This is a great South Richland location in Country View Estates. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, and an office Rambler, 2,100 square feet. You've got split bedroom design, raised ceilings, awesome fireplace with stone surround and built-ins. The kitchen, granite counters, everything you would expect, stainless steel appliances, pantry, secondary dining nook. Really, really awesome location. Private, low maintenance backyard, and coming in at $365,000. So for that great location, Rambler, well-priced, 483 Amy Drive. Pick number two, this is newer on the market listing, 344 Skagit in Richland. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath in North Richland's Rivercrest Terrace, so easy walk to the river. Also, 2,100 square feet, 2,130 square feet, vaulted ceilings, open layout, plenty of storage. You've got large living room, masonry fireplace. You've got a master suite with a great ensuite bath, walk-in closet. Downstairs in the lower level, you've got a family room, second fireplace, fourth bedroom. Really, really awesome location. Fully fenced backyard, open patios, lots of mature landscaping. So when that location, and that's coming in under $300,000, $294,900. So another great property in that under $300,000 range. And then pick number three, 4675 Calitz. Now, this is not the same Calitz that we had a couple weeks ago. That property already sold. Great location in South Richland's White Bluff subdivision. This house, 1942 square feet. I mean, it feels like brand new construction. Open concept home, great room layout, lots of natural light. The gourmet kitchen has a large island, tons of counter space, upgraded stainless steel appliances, huge walk-in pantry, French doors to a dinner office. Really, really nice house. Low maintenance, fully fenced backyard, and finished 3-car garage. And that is coming in at $349,900. So a little bit different than some of the options we've had the last couple months. We've got some really great options out there and some new inventory. If you have any questions at all, you can go to kenmoreteam.com. You can set yourself up on an automatic alert for the neighborhoods you're looking at. And then boom, as soon as new listings hit the market, you'll get an alert and one of our buyer's agents or showing partners can show that to you. Now, before the break, one of the things we were talking about is things that every first-time home buyer needs to know when they're out there looking. We'd had some local news stories that had highlighted some issues that buyers had had, and so we were just kind of going through that and talking about what are some of the things that first-time home buyers wish they would have known. The next one on the list that we had was do not miss deadlines. A lot of times people will think that the closing date is the only important deadline. You'll write an offer on a house and you'll then have 45 days to get that closed. But in the meantime, there's like 47 things that you have to do in between. And so right off the bat, you will have a certain amount of days to get a home inspection done. And a good agent and a good team that you're working with will be right on top of this for you. But unfortunately, it's the other times of the year that I see other agents represented by maybe an agent that's not, hasn't been in the business very long or is busy doing another job or another profession. So when we see that happens, if you have 5 days to get a home inspection done, what happens is if you don't deliver notice on that fifth day of an objection that you have to the condition or the home inspection, on day six, you automatically waive the home inspection. There's no other options. It's gone. Failure to act or missing that deadline is an automatic waiver of that home inspection. And so,
Lance, what does that mean to the client, though? Talk about the lost money and what could happen.
Exactly. So what could happen is, say, you just forgot to schedule the home inspection, or you put him off three or four different days. So very, very much like the news story we had here in Richland, where there, say you were planning on doing a sewer scope and you were planning on checking out the electrical. Well, if you waive the inspection, you can no longer have that as a reason to get out of the contract. So if you have earnest money at stake, maybe you put $3,000 or $4,000 on the house and you go ahead and do those inspections past the deadline and you find something that's wrong, if you choose to walk away at that point, you more than likely could face losing your earnest money. And that's just less money that you have to purchase the next home. So that's just one of many deadlines. And then once we get that inspection done, I'm going to kind of turn it over to Mike, because it's crazy but that early in that transaction on the lending side, I know this is going to apply to Mike, right away, once you know they're moving forward with that transaction, you're going to have some deadlines of your own.
Absolutely. What we're going to do is, even before the inspection happens, we're going to start with what's called the initial disclosure package. And I want to get that in front of my clients as soon as possible. So as soon as I get a purchase and sale agreement, I'm back in touch with the clients, letting them know, hey, it's time to move forward. Let's get this going. Let's lock in the rate. Let's do that. Boom. Disclosures come out. Get it in front of the clients where they're looking at. There's a lot of forms in there that will allow us to make sure your Social Security number wasn't stolen, validate that you file a tax return, a bunch of housekeeping things that every loan is going to need. But we want those documents back so we can move forward with processing. Then we hear inspection's good, ready to order the appraisal. There's a form in there that allows us to order the appraisal. So as soon as we get the purchase and sale, get the disclosures out, we're doing that parallel with the inspection being scheduled, so that as soon as that is ready, we're going to order that appraisal immediately.
Absolutely. And then those deadlines, then the appraiser will have deadlines, and those will be based upon when you ordered that. And so right away at, say, day, you know,
in the
two,
first
three,
week,
four, five, six, seven, yeah. You're setting the tone on being able to make that 45-day closing period.
Yeah, what we do is we reverse engineer when we have to have things. And so all of the dates that we're looking at are already keyed in based on the close date, because if you want to close on this day, that means you want to sign on this day, which means you have to sign the and acknowledge the closing disclosure on this day, but we have to have the appraisal back to do that. So Yeah, I mean, it's all timing, and it's go, 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 let's get rolling. Clients understand what they're signing so that we can move forward.
Absolutely. So that just drives home the point. Don't miss a deadline. The next one, Mike, I had to laugh about. I might get you a plaque that says this in your office. The next one that came up in this article from Realtor.com was, it was entitled Step Away from the Computer. And so it talked about a couple who had spent hours Googling questions like, how much home can I afford? And instant pre-approvals online. And he said, the article said that was all in good, but then in quotations, it said a mortgage broker gave the first-time home buyer some great advice, and that was stop Googling, move away from the computer and into the real world. So I think I should put on your office wall, stop Googling, move into the real world and come to Home Street.
Well, it's kind of like the old saying that said, you know, when you buy a car, stop looking at car prices.
Right, exactly. So that really hits home the point, though, that it's a complicated process that you were just talking about, and it's not just plug and play on some numbers. It's you really looking into some documentation.
Well, going back to the choose the lender you like, and I'm going to add and trust that has a good local reputation, right? As long as you get matched up there, then you've got to rock and roll, and they're going to ask for things that you need to provide, and you need to get them in as soon as possible. So it all goes back to the close date timeline.
Absolutely. That's really, really good advice. As we get close to wrapping up here, the last takeaway from home buyers that was on the list, that made the top list, was use and summon reserves of patience. And that can be in the house hunting process, that can be while you're going through the lending process, but especially in house hunting and being in a market where multiple offers are normal in certain price ranges, you might not get the first or second house you put an offer in on. And so not only can that be disheartening, but you also have to have a little bit of patience. I chuckled last week because I had overheard one of my buyer's agents with a client, and my office hates it when I do this, and I'll walk by and I have a tendency to interrupt. And somebody, I was literally walking by and I heard a client say to one of my agents, they're like, well, that house, it just wasn't 100%. It just didn't meet 100% of our criteria. And so I stopped and I said to the clients, oh my gosh, I'm gonna button in here, but you're really looking for a house that meets 100% of your criteria. And I looked at my agent and I said, you should fire them. Like, do not work with them. And the clients got this really surprised look on their face. And then they were shocked. And then I was making a joke. I kind of laughed. I said, I'm just kidding. I said, but you know, we're gonna try to find 95% of your criteria. You know, if you're new construction and you build custom from the start, you might get closer to 100%. But if you're trying to find a resale home that meets 100% of your criteria, that might mean that it lacks a little bit of education of what you're going to find in a resale market. And so it's just thinking about, if we've looked at 40 homes, you know, between online and going to home, if we've looked at 40 and there's two that meet 95% of your criteria and there's only 40 in the market to look at, we might have to have some patience, or a lot of patience, and wait years and maybe adjust criteria.
Well, I was thinking, even going back to your side, would be, okay, we're moving forward and you're negotiating on the inspection. And well, we want this fixed, and we want this fixed, and we want this fixed. And the seller, we hear back from the listing agent, the seller is just, there is nothing wrong with that. And, you know, and it is a 95% house,
yes. You know,
and it is a really good house. And so you got to have you got to have patience to work through that with your agent. So you make sure you still get the house, but you might get some pushback from the seller. And the same thing goes for new construction. Oh, I'm building a house and they gave me a closing date and I'm selling my house and all of these things are going to happen on this day. And the builder says, oh, yeah, we're going to blow past that a couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And construction is so crazy in Tri-Cities right now. And you brought up a great point. Sometimes we're negotiating repairs, like we'll send back to the seller and we need these three things fixed. Well, the construction market is so hot in Tri-Cities right now that the seller will say, I think I'm going to be able to do that, but I called and I can't get estimates of what it's going to cost to fix these four things for 5 days. And so I need an extra day to get those estimates. And so there's some patience there and you have to say, okay, is this really the market in Tri-Cities? Are they trying to drag it out? So there is a lot at your agents out there. There's great agents in Tri-Cities. There's a lot you can do to work through those issues, but lean on your agents. Lean on the experts that have been through it. They know what they're seeing right now and can help give you good advice there.
Yeah, you can't control the other party. Have patience because...
Absolutely. If you have any other questions, we would love to help you with this situation. We have been helping tons of buyers get into homes the last couple weeks. It's getting to be a really, really fun market again with a little bit more inventory out there. Go to KenmoreTeam.com. Shoot us a message. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.